This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Department of Agriculture has been grappling with an interesting question for a while now. Should the American public be able to know how much money Walmart or that mom-and-pop bodega down the street get from the federal food stamp program, as in how much money do they make from food stamps? Or is that what could reasonably be considered a trade secret? The Ag Department has been seeking public comment on that question, the deadline for which is tonight. Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk has been covering the story for a couple of months, and she now has this update on what sorts of comments have come in so far.
The U.S. spends more than $70 billion taxpayer dollars a year on food stamps. They go to millions of low-income Americans who spend the money on food at stores across the country. But exactly which companies take in the most food stamp dollars, that's something the government has never disclosed. The USDA has argued it's required by law to keep the information secret to protect retailers. But that doesn't make sense to Michelle Friedman with the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.
Programs financed by the public should be transparent.
And that's just what Friedman's group has told the USDA. She says food stamp sales data could help groups like hers know more about hunger.
About where people are accessing food, where people are going when they don't have access nearby to food.
The USDA has gotten more than 400 public comments on making food stamp sales data public. The agency's also in the middle of a lawsuit that may force it to disclose the data. That would be a bad thing in the eyes of Xavier Gallen, the manager of family-run Carolina Market. It's in a poor part of Philadelphia where he says nearly 80% of his business comes from food stamp sales.
My biggest concern about the sales data is that you provided a blueprint for big box stores to come to your neighborhood, open up, and basically put us little people out of business.
But many of those big box stores may not want to share their food stamp sales data either. Some of them receive billions of dollars in food stamp revenue. At the same time, some of their own employees are paid so little they are on food stamps themselves. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.